The enemy had him, had them doing.
Yeah.
But it said God even then. Go ahead,
Apostle. You're right.
Man.
He spoke a word and things went south. When everything that the Lord has to say is important. And when the Lord first taught me about the importance of following God, I had to make a lot of adjustments.
Okay.
I sought him because I knew I didn't know what to do, and I wanted to be a blessing to the body of Christ and not a hindrance. So I sought him. And one day he did something I didn't expect. And as we dialogue with the Lord, you know, it's you can't trust him unless you get to know him.
Come on now.
You know, it sounds good to say I trust God. That sounds good on paper. But when you really trust God, you carry out what he give you to do. And that's how you can gauge whether you trust him or not. Now, you can have faith in him and not do so well in trusting him. If a lot of times the Lord will say something and people will begin to do it, then they'll start trusting something else and change course. But if you stick with what he said, you trust him. If you deviate, you trust something else. Now, Kenneth Copeland said that everybody trusts something. He said, we got to trust him. We're going to trust something. It can be your own opinion, somebody else's opinion, a college professor, a pastor, a preacher. Everybody trusts somebody, parents, and even God. But when we dial, I ask the Lord questions so that I can trust him. I'm curious, but Gideon did this. He said, Lord, if you're really going to use me, let the fleece be wet and the ground be dry. Then he said, and it happened. Well, let the ground be wet and the fleece be dry. And it happened. He was doing things so that he could trust what God was saying. Because you can't see God. You can't see him. You just hear him. So in page 9 it says, how can we relate to the Holy Spirit? All of this is important. The way we relate to him, I'll read the first part. God's ultimate desire is for all his children to know him through the true fellowship and communion in the Holy Spirit. The beauty of his person, as we have briefly described him, should create in us a desire to know him for the person he is. And she said, My intent is simply to recount the wonders of God as seen in the person of the Holy Spirit, so we might be inspired to make ourselves acquainted with him personally. That's what's going to make the difference.
Yes. Amen.
Now, when we have thoughts about who God is and how God is, we've heard preachers, there's tradition, there's common thoughts of how God is, but when you get to know him, some of those things are myths. And the mythical things are things that's not according to the word. But God, I found as I studied the word and communed with the Holy Spirit, God is foundational. I learned that he's foundational. He thinks of everything. I wanted things to happen quick, but he takes me to, I learned to appreciate the foundational aspects of the Holy Spirit, because he built things to last. Now, I want it now, but he's doing it. He's carrying me in a way where it's going to really work, and it's a faster route because you don't fall. You stand. If you stick with him,
amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I learned to be patient with his foundational ways, and I found out it's a whole lot faster than my impulsive ways. So I found that God is not impulsive, and he's not moved by fear. He's not moved by what we're moved by. He's moved by faith. and trust in him. And I learned to appreciate that. Now, one day, I'm going to tell you what happened early on back in, I think it was either 90 or 91. I had been drawing near to the Lord. This is after we started dialoguing. And the relationship changed after, it had to be around 91 because in fall of 1990, the Lord said, I want you to read 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. And I got acquainted with his ways through obedience. Mm-hmm. After about 3 months, I was worshiping one day, and Jesus started talking. I said, wait a minute, Jesus, don't go nowhere. I got some questions. Because I had read the word in his presence, I didn't just fall out. I was strong enough to ask the questions I always wanted to ask. And I didn't want him to go back to being silent. And actually, he didn't. From that moment on, he's been dialogue. And that's what I was after. And so he answered my questions in a way I could understand it. And then the next day, I went and worshiped God again. I said, I want to talk some more. So he talked some more. I was surprised. And I said, well, Lord, I don't want to go back to where I didn't hear your voice. I want to hear you all the time. And I said, I want to, just like, you know, years ago in worship, I said, I want to live like I do when I'm in your presence, wherever I am. And I was out, I still had that prayer, and I was seeking the Lord about that. Well, he started talking to me, telling me, answering my questions, telling me things. Uh-huh. And so one day he said, I want you to go home at 1 o'clock. I said, okay. I expected something to happen. So I went home. I said, I'm here, Lord. And he didn't say anything. Now, he was talking before, but he didn't say anything. Some hours went by. I said, I know he told me to go home, but I don't know why he told me to go home. I thought somebody was going to call. I thought somebody was going to come over. I didn't know. I didn't know what he was doing. So some more hours went by. So I went and studied all of my notes, all the messages I ever had. And then I saw something I didn't see. There was a oneness in those messages from the first one to the last one at that time. And I said, the Lord, my whole ministry is about following God. And I realized it. So some more hours went by. I said, maybe he wants me to go somewhere. I went and ironed my clothes. All this happened, I kept asking, Lord, you told me to come home and nothing's happened. Nobody called. You didn't say anything. Some more hours went by. At 8 o'clock, I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, you did it. I said, I did what? I came home, but nothing happened. He said, you did it. I said, I did what? He said, you obeyed me. I said, well, you told me to come home, but nothing happened. He said, you did it. And I found everything that God does, he tested me, because that was going to be a key element in what was next. That would be times I would have to obey him only because he said it, because I wouldn't be able to see why he said it. And since that time, most of the things he told me to do, I couldn't see why. He said, I obeyed him. I did what he said to do. Time would happen. He would tell me something else to do. Give me an assignment. I'd obey it. Time would happen. He would tell me something else to do. I would do that. And then time would happen. And over time, everything from the beginning to now, that was a oneness. He had a living plan, and he thinks of everything. Step by step. When you relate to him, you don't fall short. You'll continue to cooperate. The consistency. From there, he builds on the foundation. When you finish a foundation, he builds on top of that. Yes. And if you stick with him, it all makes sense. Now, what if I started something and quit? And that's not good for me. That's not good for the body of Christ. And the Lord needs people he can count on. People that will obey him only because he said do something. So, I listened to Charles Capps, so I made me a confession. I said, whatever God tells me to do, I will do it. Whatever he says to do, I will obey it. I said, as long as I'm obeying him, I'm okay. I would confess statements like that every day so that I could cooperate. Because you can't see the whole plan. He doesn't reveal the whole plan at once. But if you can stick with his plan, he has one and it works. It's beautiful. It takes time. Time proves faith. A person can start out in faith the first 15 minutes. And the next 2 hours, they can deviate. Or they can stay in it. But trust is our anchor. If we can rely on the Lord, then we can use our faith in the direction of trust in him. You can believe God and take him at his word in the scripture you want to. But if the Lord give you a direction, we're supposed to trust him enough to use our faith to carry out that assignment until it's complete. We dig in and we let nothing stop us. Adam was doing great until he ate off that tree. Something interrupted him. He heard another voice.
And the enemy.
Mm-hmm. And just like God give you an initial assignment, Satan's going to come and try to take it from you.
Jesus.
He's going to try to come and get you to deviate. But Jesus said it this way, if your eye be single, your whole body be full of light. If you can stay in trust with the Lord, if you can stay trusting him, you'll use your faith to counter all the attacks and overcome the world like Ray said, like the scripture he read this morning. We overcome them. We use our salvation. We use all the precious promises and principles to overcome every part, every facet of the world. And we conquer it. That we're designed to do that. We're kings. Mm-hmm. Trust is reliance. Trust doesn't do anything. It's a noun. Because we trust God, we use our faith. See, the just shall live by his faith. We speak. We're speaking spirits. We speak in line with that trust until it's complete. And these are things I learned from the Holy Spirit. If I didn't commune with him, I wouldn't have been able to do the things that he gave me to do.
Amen.
And they were always more important than I realized. Over time, I can see why I used to get frustrated. I said, Lord, I don't see anything. He wouldn't say it. I said, okay. I keep confessing the word. That's why I started confessing it, so that I could be at peace, so I could be in peace with what he gave me to do. And when things move slow, I said, I don't like this. I want it to go faster. I want it to. But the Lord, he's foundational.
Yes, he is.
And the more I commune with him, the easier it gets. Now, this is fun. When I said time would happen, that seemed negative, but things were in place and the Lord was still building on what he gave me to do. But he needed me to trust him. Trust is easy. You're relying on him. You're using his strength. Mm-hmm. Now, if you try to make something work, now you're working.
You're not trusting.
And it's not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now I'm going to say it this way. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light if you trust God. He takes all the confusion out of it. If you trust in him and obeying him, reliance is easy when you think about it. And because you're relying on him, you use your faith in that direction. Now, some people use their faith in their direction, aside from God's direction. They're using their faith to believe God to get their will done and ignoring God's will. That's not powerful.
That's not love either.
They're doing it in the name of love. They love people, and they're using principles of God. You know, it's just like when a man gets a sermon from the Lord and he preached one that he wrote. Now, there's love in it, and it'll work. It'll bless somebody because the word's anointed. Mm-hmm. But he's out of the strategy. If he preached what God gave him, he's in the strategy. The Lord's going to systematically feed everybody their greatest needs. And then, like you said a few weeks ago, he'll put his word in them deep that they may not need or perceive right now. But they're hearing the word and they're receiving it. So when they need it, it'll come up. But if you deviate from the strategy, all that changes. It changes what could be. Well, Lord, I got this sermon. I'm gonna preach my sermon today. I'm gonna leave yours open.
That shows the love. Where's your love supposed to be the greatest at? Where you have a love for
Him,
God. So you're not really seeking. That's puts a new meaning. Seek first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You seek God's love and loving God first,
mm-hmm,
above anything.
Yeah.
Even though you got a good sermon.
Yeah, mine is good. His is perfect.
He wants you to preach that one.
Yeah, his will hit the spot. Mine will make people laugh. I mean, you know, it'll do all right. It'll do something because it's God's word too, but this one's perfect. And so every time I minister, I say, okay, Lord, whatever comes up, that's what comes out. And I, you know,
that's where your communication comes in too.
Yeah.
You spend time with the Holy Spirit, so whatever comes up comes out.
Yeah. I didn't know he was going
to trust it.
Yeah.
Know it's from him.
I didn't know he was going to have me to talk about that test day he did. But it kept coming up yesterday and this morning. I said, Lord, you want me to mention that? He said, I do. Now, as another thing, another aspect in relationship, Isaiah says something in chapter 11. He said, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, uh-huh, understanding, uh-huh, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, these are the seven spirits, or the seven manifestations that the Holy Spirit will manifest himself to you. Whenever a demon, you know, one time the Lord said, who would be a lying spirit to, it was King Ahab. And one of them said, I will go and be a lying spirit. That demon was going to be a lying spirit to him. So whatever the spirit is professing, that's what kind of spirit he is. Even the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might. All of these helps us to do his will. Sometimes I needed might, and the Lord would speak to me in a way it charged my heart with might. One time this happened when I was questioning him about authority. My mind just didn't register my authority, even though I knew about it, even though I had used it before. These were the early years. I said, Lord, what if I command the devil to stop and he don't stop? He said, when you tell the enemy to stop, he's got to stop. So I did it again. Well, what if he don't stop? When you tell the enemy to stop, he will stop. Well, what if he don't? When you tell the enemy to stop, he will stop. And that word got in my heart, and I never had a problem with authority since that day. Uh-huh. Not one time. Every time if people were dying, I would rebuke the spirit of death. I had perfect success because of that charge, the spirit of might. And then we got knowledge of beautiful. Now through what Isaiah just gave us, we have the balance. That's the balance of the Holy Spirit. But we relate to him and we grow. All right. The Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
I praise you and I thank you for all you're doing in our lives. Help us to do all that's in your heart. Help us to trust you in every way and overcome the world in every way. And Lord, I pray that you'll be with Pastor and everyone that ministers today in song. Bless us, bless the whole body today, my Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Help us all to do all that's in your heart, in Jesus' name. Amen.